アレルヤアレルヤアレルヤアレルヤアレルヤアレルヤ。 The seed is the word of God. Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever. アレルヤアレルヤアレルヤ。 A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sowed in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy, but they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation and persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 Thank the Lord that the seed is sown in our soul. But he reminds us that Satan is around. He tries his best to persuade us not to leave the word of God. We need to pray. By the time he said we are strong, remember, could be the time of our weakness. We have to be trustful only in the help of the Lord. Jesus asked him Ask us to follow him step by step. Not in a very hurry, but closely with him. Let our daily prayer be a kind of petition to give us the special grace to live well his word, to live well every present moment, to live the true life of love. This love is unconditional. It's not always easy to follow Jesus because Satan is around. He tried his best to persuade Lot to go so seriously. Jesus, we entrust our life, our soul to you. Help us to listen to your word. Help us to follow you day by day, moment by moment. Lord, we are weak. Give us your strength. Jesus, we trust in you.